you know, the kids aren't getting it. My grandkids aren't getting it. My parent, my parents were not getting it. Then my father caved. So it was easy for me. Now, was it easy for me because they trust me? I would say maybe 75% of that and 25% fear.
Right.
I don't know. But it was easy. I was free to dedicate my time to reading, researching, talking to people, and talking to you. I didn't have to sit and beg my family and prove to my family, here, look at this, look at that. You know, I don't send them anything that I send you. You know what I'm saying? Because we're working. But I don't say, look at this one, look at that one, this desk. I don't do that. I don't need to. They don't even ask me about it. My son did tell me, you know, where he worked, you know, if they mandate a vaccine, I've already told them I'm leaving. My daughter's self-employed, so that didn't matter. My daughter-in-law, the same thing. She works for a veterinarian. If they mandate it, she was going to quit. This was all without me saying to them, you better this and you better that. They just live their lives normally. But I think you do lead by example. When no one saw me panicking and saw me going out and shopping and, you know, doing things with the kids immediately and just like it's a bunch of bullshit, I guess that was good enough for them. Now, maybe other people thought I was crazy, but my immediate family was fine on board. Major blessing that I did not have to battle them.
Such insane times we live in, really.
Yeah, it really is.
I was supposed to be like, about retiring by now. And, you know, you grow up as a kid and you're like, oh, when I get older, I'll retire. And then I could take it easy and do things that I've been thinking about doing for a long time or do nothing at all on certain days.
Right.
And now we're just like in literally in the fight of a lifetime, in the battle of a lifetime. It's like I said earlier in my mind, I'm thinking I got 5 more years left, but I think it's going to end up being like 20 years. I think I'll go down swinging to the very fucking end, you know?
Yeah.
We don't even have a choice at this point.
I don't have much time since I'm like a year younger than Dr. Coleman. So, you know, I've got to step up my game.
Well, mentally, you're probably as old as Pelosi. So, I mean, just, you know, you're so advanced. You know, you still have the luggage tags from the Mayflower. Came over on the Mayflower at this point.
Oh, God.
Everything you know. Yeah. An interesting little birdie just dropped something in my text.
Ooh.
And I have to point out, though, to our listeners, I'm going to go back to the Thomas Paine podcast on the public side. I want to do this right. It's the damnedest thing. I swear to Christ. We do it all the time. I can't even believe it. I can't believe my eyes. I'm actually having a hard time. You there?
I'm here.
Having a hard time putting this together to get the podcast up, the public side of the podcast. I don't know what's going on with this. Hold on for a second. You're not going to believe this. Now it is.
I'm in suspense now.
It's about 9 p.m. on Thursday night. You and I are talking, and how we started out the show. We started talking at what, 7?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Time we started talking?
Yes.
Okay.
2 hours ago.
When was it? 2 days ago? August 10th? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Exclusive. This was the title of the podcast on the public side. People on Paine.tv and the Paine.tv app, they just get the, you know, they get the ad-free stuff. There's no title and things. Exclusive. Did FBI's Trump raid seek classified documents detailing private illegal nuke deal with Saudi Arabia? Paine reaches deep into the intel archives. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, in the Washington Post, FBI search targeted nuclear documents.
Now.
Yep.
Attorney what time General, did that come out?
It just moved. It moved 30 minutes ago.
We beat WAPO.
Yeah. And so people said, you know, and I told you tonight, people reached out to me and said, oh, fuck. How did you know about, I mean, I'm talking about high level guys like, shit, man, we knew you had some hooks, but you made some waves here. And those kind of waves, they do reach places like the Washington Post who look at this stuff. And, you know, our stuff is listened to very widely. And they've said, what the fuck is this about? Well, what is going on here? Now, the Post sometimes doesn't get things right. We know, but I don't think they're going to put their ass on the line for something like that.
No, but now I'm curious. Well, I happen to know for a fact that there are tons of newspaper articles from 2017, 2019.
They say nuclear weapons in the Post.
It's not weapons. It was energy.
Well, we know that, but right. It could be being related to them from Justice.
Right. Right.
You know, the other thing is too with sources, right? And on pain.tv, I just looked on there. It says from UPenn CT, Washington Post behind a paywall. But Channel 7, Washington, D.C. is tweeting that classified documents related to nuclear weapons among the items FBI agents sought in Mar-a-Lago search, according to the Washington Post.
Well, as long as they know we were talking about it at 7 o'clock.
Fuck, we're talking about December 2019, man. That's correct. That's when I wrote that article.
That is correct. That is correct. That is a time-stamped article.
We got a lawyer here 100%. Who checks in on our stuff, too, and called me yesterday. I said, does that all check out? I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you're supposed to run that by me. I said, bro. Do you really want open me running source. This shit over you? He's like, nah, maybe it's better you didn't call me. I said, So the answer to Hannity's question, again, Hannity and Levin, Trump has been a meal ticket to them, and they are not going to say anything. I doubt that they would even, you know, venture and wade into this pool. I don't see that happening, but that's the question that they asked. And we answered and said, yeah, there's definitely stuff that the FBI would be interested in. And we don't know, you know, this was at the outset of his presidency. We don't know what happened for the years to come afterwards related to Saudi Arabia and everything else and Kushner. And I mean, this stuff is all played together. So,
there's a lot. Didn't he just get 2 million?
Billion, was it?
A billion, yes. I'm sorry.
2 billion. Yeah. 2 million. He just made that while we were on the phone.
I put my tweet out at 6:07, the tweet that I sent you. That did you like the artwork?
Yeah. I got it. Cute, huh? It's like a cipher.
You got it. Let's see how many other people
doesn't matter. So that's what the Washington Post is going. For and then you can guarantee you that the New York Times and the other folks will be behind that. But we had it 2 days ago. By the time you listen
had
to this,
it,
we
had no, it on
the
10th. Yeah.
Well, we had it in December.
Well, yes.
2000. But here's the funny thing about that. December. Some people have written me and said, "Why didn't you publish that December 2019?" I said, "What's the point? What would the point be? These fucking people." Didn't believe half the stuff we said. If it was a negative, if it was negative toward the cult, then it's just like, you know what? I just don't. So I write it and we table it and it sits in there in the tube. And this is how journalism works. Sometimes you write stuff and it doesn't see the light of day. Some things, investigations you work on. And I mean, I worked on an investigation on a prosecutor. I had this son of a bitch, like fucking, I've never had anybody nailed like this, just spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in forfeiture money on personal stuff, right? Family stuff, trips to Disney, just out of control. And he was a really well-known guy in Jersey. And I spent, what were you going to say?
13 minutes ago, Huffington Post. The FBI reportedly saw classified documents related to nuclear weapons when the Bureau searched blah, 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 blah. Okay, their report. Okay, Huffington Post is reporting on.
Well, I mean, so.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Real quick.
You can continue.
The sidebar is, so let's see the search warrant, right? Anyway, that'll clear things up. You can't go in and grab these things unless it's in the search warrant.
Hold on. A D.C. journalist with, I don't know who he's with. Anyway, guess
what's
what
his name?
Just shared. Judd Legume?
I don't know.
He's a blue check mark. But anyway, because I put in nuclear in the search. So 27 minutes ago, guess what he just shared?
What?
The February 2019 committee report.
Yeah. Well, this is what we're dealing with. You know, the Fed's...
Full report. Yeah, look at this. So now that's it. So now it's going to start. You know what? I'm glad. I am glad. Now finally people will start sharing that.
Well,
and the bottom line is, yeah, we deserve answers.
We were the first to break it. I'll take credit for that. That's important to me as a journalist.
We could just timestamp everything we have from 2019, which we have.
Yeah, it's just a damn shame, really, that we live in such a polarized mm-hmm. place, and it wouldn't even matter if you printed it. Right. People would just discount it because you can't get in the way of the cult of personality these days. And,
I think I told you the other night that when I was talking about Reza Zarab, which is a very big case, Iranian, Turkish, Giuliani, it's a major, major case. Tons of articles out there. And when we discussed it on your show last year sometime, I didn't get one question about that.
Well,
now every week.
Yeah, it's not
every week
to
we. No, I was shocked. I was actually shocked because every week I do engage and, you know, we talk about things. But that was one thing. I'm like, wow.
You know, it's interesting. Yesterday's traffic was very high on the public side. And I was thinking, there's other people that normally don't read this and listen to this podcast that are listening to this podcast today. And that's when people started reaching out and saying, how did you know about this?
Mm-hmm.
Said, we know about a few things we haven't talked about. Let me finish that story real quick. I had this guy by the balls, a family guy, right? And we're getting ready to publish. And the first assistant prosecutor, his right-hand man, calls me and says, can you come in? We know what you're working on and stuff. And I'm like, cool, I'll come in. Everything's going to be on the record. And he tells me, look, the prosecutor doesn't know that I'm doing this, but here's this, you know, a couple emails back in the day. And this guy had like terminal cancer. So he had like weeks to live. So he went on a spending spree. And we decided, fuck it. We can't do the, we can't do the story. So the point
right.
is, the point is that some things see the light of day, some
yeah.
things don't. You know, that's the business. And it's timing. You're going to come out with a story about this guy running wild and then he dies? And you're going to look like
right.
a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a human being, it's like, well, you know what? It was drug money, so what's the big deal? It is a big
right.
deal. But not if the guy dies, then he flips the script and he makes you look like the villain, right?
Right.
So there's
no
there's things that make
I agree 100%.
Things that see the light of day and things that sit in the tank, we used to call it. Is it in the tank? Yeah, it's in the tank. In other words, it can come out at any time, but for right now it's in the tank and we have a number
Listen,
of different
the,
things
the,
in the tank.
For this one, the dots lined up. The dots lined up to speak about it as speculation. You know, there's not really been a major opportunity to speak about it openly
I mean, I said yesterday, and you said it, you started tweeting it out and before that, and I said, it's pretty basic, let's see the warrant. Because if you're seeking stuff about nuclear deals, like we said on the 10th, I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I, Revy, is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revy card, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revy, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with a Revy card. Perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revy.com to see how the Revy card can benefit you. Discover.revy. There's two V's in that. R-E-V-V-I.com. Discover.revy.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revy.com. That's discover.revy.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revy.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card sometimes, renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revy card. And it has to be mentioned in the warrant. Otherwise, if they find it, they have to go get another warrant to cover that. And that takes longer than a day. So, and they'd have to go back and search the place again to grab the stuff.
Right.
So what was going on in the Middle East? And now I'm starting to think maybe Barack maybe Barack plays into this.
I believe so 100%. Yeah, again, do we believe in coincidences? No. I mean, everything's lining up for it to be that. But the powers that be want us to focus on January 6th because they seized the phone of Perry in Pennsylvania, but then said, oh, you know, you're not being investigated. So they want us all to think that this is about January 6th. And was there a mole in, you know, did they, or a rat, did they, you know, let the feds know where the records were being held in Mar-a-Lago? But so that's what everybody's focusing on. A rat, January 6th, documents he shouldn't have taken from, you know, the White House, et cetera. That's where all the focus is.
I never believed that for a second, obviously. I went right to the nukes.
No,
I went right to the fucking archives. Right. I'm like, oh, this is probably about the nukes.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then especially where you see what division it came out of and knowing that Barack's trial is in
that's
September.
But that's the tip off. Like you look at these things as an investigator, you say, oh, well, this guy is, he wouldn't be processing this other stuff for National
Knowing
Archives
there was a lot,
like
you know, redacted in the Mueller report. And most of it, see, that's the other thing. Most of it's redacted because it was due to ongoing investigations that we don't even know.
It's
how
funny,
many
though.
Investigations.
You know, it's funny, though. I gave you a little bit of insight on this stuff because it makes me laugh, it makes me smile. And I'll, after we put this thing to bed, I'm just going to grin a little bit. These cats reach out from justice, and now they've this is how my mind works, right? And some cats I know pretty well, some cats I know, like, sort of well. You know what I mean? But one of those cats who reached out to me and was asking, how'd you know about this? I guarantee you they reached out to the other folks they have in D.C. saying, this motherfucker knows about this. You better get on it. He's going to start dancing.
There you go. You're exactly right.
And that's how it works. I mean,
you're exactly right.
They're not calling to say, how did you know about it? They're calling to work me so they can give it to their people. You know, for a feather in their cap, for favors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting, like I said, when we started talking, you and I, tonight, that the phone was ringing and people were like, dude, you went there, man? How the fuck do you know that?
I didn't get a phone call, and I already knew I was going there, and I didn't even talk to you.
No, yeah, but I mean, the behind-the-curtain game is, and then they go back, and they start calling their reporters in the Beltway saying, hey, man, this cat's on this, and we know a lot about this, and he's fucking over the mark. So there's a smoking gun here. And see, that's why I don't give a shit about either side, because there is no either side to me.
Right.
It's like, it's a good story. I like good stories. It's a good story. I mean, it's not good for us, but it's, we didn't make the story. We didn't put these things in motion. So
I try, let's see, I just put in my search. I tried that again. Here's a tweet, Mike, that received not one like and not one retweet. And it was in February of 21. And it said, in case you missed it, in 2019, IP3 International is an interesting read. U.S. approved secret nuclear power for Saudi Arabia. Maybe Rick Perry should have been worrying about, this is when Texas was freezing.
Yeah.
This is when, okay, so when Texas was freezing, I took another opportunity to try to get this out there. Not one like, not one retweet. It's like in the wind. Nobody cares.
It's going to.
Now they're going to care. Well, they're going to care now. If this is really what that warrant was about,
Well, you have two factions now. You have the Post saying that, and then you have Maggie Haberman from the New York Times saying it has to do with documents that Trump hasn't returned to archives. So who are you going to believe? I mean,
not Maggie Haberman.
Listen, we talk about the game on here. You're only as good as your sources. So if that's what her sources who have been good to her in the past are telling her, she goes with it and her editors go with it. But that could be a misdirection.
And right.
These cats, the next day reach out to me, say, how the fuck did you know about this? That is like some high level shit. And I'm like, bro, you don't remember how we used to rock and roll? You don't think we got high level shit sitting around here? And then the next day it comes out in the Post. So the Post is going to have the Times chasing their tail on this. It's interesting. Right. It's like, it's inside baseball. I don't know whether people find it interesting or not. I do, because we're out here causing trouble.
Well, yeah. Michael Cohen is saying that he wouldn't be surprised if Kushner was the FBI informant. Now, remember, Kushner was involved with this too.
Well, I would be surprised. I think it's more likely coming out of the other camp of the guy who has a trial.
Yeah.
And don't forget, there are many tentacles of people involved in the Barack trial. It might not be Barack himself, but there are other witnesses. There are other sources of information that obviously have ratted out Barack. And so it could be coming from that as well.
Yeah, it's going to buckle up, everybody. That's all I can say at this point. We have another morsel that we can focus on ahead of finding out what's going on. But it is certainly something to read through. There's tons of information.
I like the
timeline.
I got into this racket to cause trouble. So it's I'm glad we played some kind of role getting this out early. I don't know if that had really something to do when you break it down with justice or not, but it seems like these things many times are interconnected, like a one chain link hooking into another chain link behind the scenes. So if we had something to do with that, that makes me happy, because I do like to.
I'm very happy.
I like to stir it up.
I'm super happy because I think it should be out. I think
mainstream now. Mainstream now. It'll go mainstream. I mean, everybody will be on this. You know what I mean?
So. Fox won't.
Oh, they've already see, this is the problem.
Newsmax won't.
This is the problem.
Yes. This is the problem. This is why it's so hard to talk about things that people listen, no matter what your opinion is of the situation, it's still your right to know. Have that material, read it, and make your own damn decisions. Like, someone thanked me today because I shared out the, I love that clip of the inauguration where he's giving Hillary a standing ovation on day one. And again, these were things we all swept under the rug. People like you, me, Dustin, you know, there were a lot of things we kept overlooking, getting caught up in the excitement. But, you know, when you have time to process and you start with that, hey, wait a minute, and you start going back and looking, So someone who was obviously a Trump supporter and a Trump lover lost their ever-loving mind when they saw that clip and said, you know, thank you, I had never seen that. Well, you do have a right to see it and make your own decision based off of that. Got to get away from the hive mind.
I like the people who have already gotten away from it and they're growing.
Oh, I love, yes.
They're
growing
and they're understanding that
they are growing.
Only chance they have out here is to cut themselves off from this. Jump in a lifeboat and you're better
now,
off.
We've come a long way, Mike. In 2.5 years, we've come a long way with people. A long way.
Well, I'll tell you, the secret of it is very simple from our standpoint. It's just there's no time anymore to give a shit about pretenses, and there's no time to care about who's following you and what you're building. We really started taking off when I just decided I don't give a fuck about this anymore. We're just going to rock and roll, and whatever happens, happens. Because, you know, my philosophy is with my family and my wife and stuff, I just go do something else. I mean, I'm not on probation anymore, and I can go do many different things. But if we're going to do this, let's fucking do it right, because, you know, the time for fuckery is. And everybody's participating in it. Everybody's lying. When I say everybody, I mean mostly everybody. There are some fantastic sources out there, and people are tapping these folks, and they're sharing them on pain.tv, et cetera. But the majority that we point out are lying. And, you know, this is an important fucking thing. If these guys were at the precipice of basically selling nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia and Russia's involved, and I mean, this is heavy shit. So,
right.
But it makes you wonder.
Well, it always bothered me that it was just never discussed, and
That's what makes you wonder. That's what makes me wonder. Like, why is this? Why wasn't this a front burner? Because,
right.
The only reason is because, in my mind, is because the people behind the scenes are not really considered GOP or Republicans. They're Democrats. That's the only way you could look. We know that these guys protect their own. But some things get blown up, and it's like, well, if you're in the way of the combine on this one, you're going down. Listen, if people haven't figured this out, they need to understand. This is a blood sport, man. That's why it's the greatest show on earth. That's why journalists in Australia and journalists in the UK and journalists all over the world cover American politics, because this is the big game. And and it's a blood sport, and they'll take each other out. And so what, you know, you and I behind the scenes have said for a long time on the Cummings report, like, that thing is a smoking gun. When are they going to dust that bitch off and use it against somebody?
Yeah.
And they have they have a lot of these things on the shelf. It's like, okay, it's time to bring that off the shelf and drop that piano on somebody's head. And so you see these like advanced chess moves of these guys. And we were sitting there saying, why wouldn't they use this? And why isn't this mainstream? Well, now it is.
Right. And like I said, stumbling upon it, looking into Lars, but it's so funny where we are now with artificial intelligence. That was what we were, and it was just by chance. So you figure it was February and it was July. So I want to say it was somewhere in the fall. So, and then again, in your article, it's December. So that's it was like one report, two report, woo, off the cliff. Damn, and we're like, what happened? Where does it go next? Why did this die? Because the report's damning, you know? I think there was even a timeline of events. Because one of the sources in the report is Derek Harvey, interesting character, and he actually at one point was with Nunes. So he's mentioned in those reports a lot, Derek Harvey. Very detailed report about everything that went down, and it's just like it just died. It went nowhere. And I remember saying to you,